Blog Talk Radio. Want to take that tune and say good evening. Want to take the opportunity to say good evening to each and every one. Glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time. I hope everyone has been blessed with a great day today. We're going to have our opening song this afternoon. Growing up in the shine. In my motion. My mother told me she would always be there for my. Now I'm a grown man, living on my own. I can truly say she knows she ain't never left me alone. Every now and then I have to tell Lord,
it's all right, it's all right.
Let us pray. Our Father and our God who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Lord, your will be done on earth this day as it is in heaven. Father, we come at this time and hour seeking forgiveness of all our sins, crying out that your mercy will be upon our soul this afternoon. Oh, God, we come praying for everyone that's represented on this line this afternoon, praying, God, that you have blessed them with a great day, oh, Lord. Oh, God, but we pray, God, that this afternoon something may be said or done that will help them and make their week just a little bit more easier. Oh, Lord, but we pray this afternoon, Lord, for the sick of this world, praying, God, as they seek, knock, and believe, that they will find that you are a healer and that you heal all manner of sickness. Lord, we pray this afternoon, oh, Lord, for the bereaved, praying that as they seek, knock, and believe, that they'll find joy everlasting, and, oh, Lord, that will be with them always, oh, Lord. But we pray this afternoon for the loss of this world, seeking, Lord, that as you draw in, oh, Lord, we pray that you look on each and every one of our families and draw them in, dear God. Lord, but we pray also, dear God, that as we approach this Thanksgiving week, Lord, we just pray, God, that you will save our families, oh, Lord, as you draw them in, dear God. God, as we sit at our tables, Lord, help us to find somebody less fortunate than we are, oh, Lord, that we might can provide them with what you have given us, oh, Lord. Oh, God, now, Lord, it's preaching time. I pray now, Lord, that you will grab a hold of my heart and take control of my mind and my tongue and use me once again for your service, oh, Lord, that your name would get the glory, honor, and all of the praise in Jesus' mighty name. We do pray and ask these petitions. Amen and amen and amen. He's Lord. He's Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, amen. Amen. Truly, this afternoon, I want to draw your attention to the book of St. Luke, the 17th chapter. Amen. We want to talk about giving thanks. We're approaching the Thanksgiving this week, and we want to talk a little about giving thanks. Amen. St. Luke chapter 17, and we're going to start at the 11th verse. Amen. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go your way. Go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorifying God, and fell down on his face at the feet and give him thanks, and said, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory unto God, saying, this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. I want to talk to you for a few minutes from a subject. Have you told him thank you? Have you told him thank you? Oftentimes, as we go through life, we find ourselves in all kinds of situations. Sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down. But a lot can go on throughout a one day as we go through the day. Oftentimes as we go through the day, we find that we need things for our families, and we'll go down on our knees. We'll begin to pray and ask God to give me this and to give me that and to do this and do that for me. And no sooner than our prayers are answered, we'll forget all about God. Often, excuse me, oftentimes as sickness may seek into our bodies, and sometimes as it seek in, it seems like we might never overcome it, but we'll fall on our knees and we'll begin to call him about to heal us of this sickness or disease that we have. Found in Psalms 107, it says that give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Amen. And oftentimes we'll get what we need from God, but we'll forget all about him. We'll forget to even come back and to tell him thank you. A lot of times as we receive from the Lord, amen, a lot of times once we get to where we need to be, we'll forget all about God. But Psalms 100, they enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise and be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. Amen. I mean, you know, that's the way we should be. When our feet hit the floor on early in the mornings, we have to be able to tell him thank you. Why, Jones? We tell him thank you because we know that we didn't have a hand in it when we lied down last night, but it was only by his grace and that his mercy that he stopped by and touched us with a finger of love and love us to rise up in our golden moments to roll on just a little while longer. Oftentimes as we go down to the breakfast table, a lot of times we'll sit down, pick up the fork or the spoon, and we'll go right on and we'll begin to eat and never stop and say thank you. But Psalms 105 says, thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name. Amen. Make known of his deeds. You know, and then it goes on to even say praise him. Psalms 106 says, praise the Lord and give him thanks. I mean, anybody gave him thanks lately, have you? Thank him throughout this day just for holding on to you. Amen. Here in this Bible, we find as Jesus was on his way, amen, we find that he was on his way to a certain village, and a certain man met him, and they were lepers. And the Bible said they stood afar off. Amen. But see, as being lepers, you know, they had to holler out. They had to let other people know that weren't lepers. They had to holler out and let them know that they were close by or they was coming nearby. You know, aren't you glad today that you can thank God that you don't have to announce amen yourself, amen, as you're going to the grocery store and places of that nature, but you don't have to announce yourself because of a sickness or a disease that you may have. But the Bible says here in verse 10, it said, they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Amen. They recognized him for his deity, for who he was. Amen. They even worshiped him when they called him Master. Amen. And then they cried that he would have mercy, that he would have love and compassion upon them. Amen. I mean, when he have love and compassion upon you, amen, do you tell him thank you? Amen. Because he has love and compassion upon us each and every day. Amen. You know, and we don't have to go and show ourselves to any priest or anything, but he has mercy upon us each and every day. Aren't you glad today that he had mercy upon you? Amen. The Bible says that not only did one of them meet him, but all 10 of them uttered up their voices and cried out that he would have mercy on them. And verse 14 says that, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Amen. You know, they had faith to believe in Jesus that as they went to show themselves to the priest, that they would find, amen, themselves clean as they stood before the priest, amen. I'm glad, amen, that we don't have to do that today, amen, praise God. And he said, and it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorifying God. I mean, what about you today? Have he done anything for you today that you can utter up the words and give him, I mean, with a loud voice? I mean, have he done anything for you today? I mean, when he does things for us, he does things for us throughout the day, all day, because it's only, we only kept by his keeping power, by his grace. Amen. It's the only way we're kept, and we have to be able to thank him. Amen. We have to be able to talk to him. See, when you have a relationship with somebody, you talk to them, you tell them things and all, and you listen to them to talk back. And things of that nature. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad today that we can worship the Master and that he'll have mercy on us. Aren't you glad that he has mercy on you? He told them to go and show themselves to the priest. And one of them came back when he saw that he was healed and came back and opened up his mouth and he glorified God. I won't dare, but I can hear him telling God, thank you. And not only did he do that, but he fell down on his face at the feet and give him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. A Samaritan, amen, were mixed breeds of people. Amen. A lot of times, you know, Jesus didn't give way a lot of time with Samaritans, you know, and Gentiles, because of the Jews. Amen. They were God's chosen people. And you know, with them being his chosen people, they felt that they really had it going on, that they were the ones that they didn't have to do what we do. Amen. But today we all, amen, got to go the same way. Today we all got to fall down on our bending knees and give him thanks. Amen. It don't make no difference whether we're chosen or unchosen, but we have to go down and give him thanks. So I just stop by to ask you today as we approach this Thanksgiving holiday, don't forget to give him thanks. You know, my question, as I said, will you do it? Will you give it to him? Will you tell him thank you? Not only just tell him thank you on Thanksgiving Day, but tell him thank you even right now. We have to be thanking the Lord, amen, because he's done great and marvelous things. He allowed our golden moments to roll on a little while longer. I don't know about you, but I got a lot to be thankful for. And I believe that you do too, amen, to thank God for. I mean, he does everything for us, and I'm glad about it this afternoon. Verse 17 says, and Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? I mean, you know, a lot of times we think that we can fool the Lord. A lot of times we think we can pimp the Lord. A lot of times we forget that God knows everything. And a lot of times as we forget that he knows everything, then a lot of times we'll do things against the Lord. He'll do great and marvelous things for us, and we'll sit down there, amen, and won't open our mouth and say a mumbling word. You know, I mean, you know, when he saved that child, amen, from that car hitting him, I mean, you know, we have to be able to tell him, thank you, Lord. When he saved us and pulled us back, great bullet. I mean, that's enough to be thankful for. We have to be able to tell him thanks. I mean, you know, when we were thirsty and he gave us drink, amen, we have to tell him thank you. I don't know about you, but I'm so grateful, amen, to have a God like that, that I can glorify him. I can tell him thank you. Amen. I'm glad because one day I was lost, sinking deep in sin, and he didn't pass me by, but he stopped by and he saved me. Amen. Aren't you glad this afternoon? Amen. That he saved you. That's something to really be great and thankful for. Amen. Couldn't nobody else do it other than him. Amen. There's a lot to be thankful for. Verse 18 says, they are not found. That return to give glory to God, saith this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith had made thee whole. Amen. You know, we have to exercise our faith in everything. Sometimes we pray to God and we look for him to answer our prayers. Sometimes he don't answer them when we want him to answer. Sometimes we'll get mad with God and we'll say that he don't forgot about me. But we serve a God that never forgets us. He said that he would never forget us. He said never forsake us. Amen. That he will be with us even to the end of the world. I tell you, we can tell him thank you. Amen. A lot of times as we pray to God, amen, for this and for that, sometimes we'll even tell him the way that we want it done. Amen. And sometimes it works out that way, but a lot of times it don't work that way. God's going to work it in a way that's going to bring glory unto his name. Amen. Praise God. But I stop by to ask you today, will you give him thanks today? Have not he been good to you? I mean, haven't he done great and marvelous things in the life that he let you live? He have done great and marvelous things in the life that he allows me to live in. And I just want to tell him, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I mean, we have to be willing to give him thanks, those of us that believe that he is the Savior of the world. We have to be able to give him thanks, because one day when we was lost, sinking deep in sin, amen, God looked around at his only begotten son, and he asked him a question, will you go down and give yourself as a ransom, amen, for those Gentiles down there? They need, I want to bring them along with the fold, but they need somebody to go between them. Would you go down and stand in between them, amen, and be a savior for them? And Jesus told him, yes, Father, just prepare me a body. The Bible says that Mary got pregnant, and as Mary got pregnant, the Bible goes on to tell us that she had a baby, amen, a son, and his name was called Jesus, Emmanuel, the great I am that I am, amen, the wonderful. Amen. And you know, and that's enough for us to give him thanks. Amen. But it didn't stop right there. The Bible said one day he went into Pilate's court after walking the earth for 33 and some odd years. But Bible says that as he walked the streets, he went around doing real, real good. He went around healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, causing the lame to walk, causing the dumb to talk. Amen. Causing the dead to rise again. I mean, you know, that's something to be thankful for. But the Bible says that it didn't stop right there. But one day they apprehended Jesus early one Friday morning and carried him into Pilate's court. And as they got him in there, is that they ripped his garment, amen, and they began to mock him, and they began, amen, to spit on him, and some began to slap him upside his head. But it didn't stop right there. I mean, we got a lot to be thankful for, church. The Bible says that they didn't stop there, but what they did, they led him out to a whipping post, and they began to thread his flesh with 39 lashes of a cat of nine tails. The Bible does say that it didn't stop there, though. Blood is a hug, amen. He had lost all recognition of who he was. Amen. The face futures were damaged and destroyed. But the Bible says it didn't stop there. But it says that they led him out to an old wooden cross. Lord have mercy. Then the Bible says that as they led him out to the old wooden cross, they said that he got down under that cross and he began to carry the cross on the hills of Calvary. I tell you, we got a lot to be thankful for, church. Have you ever sat down and thought about what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what he went through by the hands of men for you and I today? I mean that he got under that cross and he began to march that cross up on the hills of Calvary. The Bible says every now and then from the weight of the sins of this old world, it said that he began to fall down. Amen. But he got back up under that cross. He carried up on the hills of Calvary. When he got up there, it said that he laid his body down on that old cross. He stretched out his arms and he locked his feet together. Amen. It said that they nailed him down in his hands. Amen. And they nailed him on the right side and the left side. It said that they even nailed his feet, amen, to that old cross. Amen. And they hung him up on that cross and stretched him wide. The Bible said that he hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour. And after a while, by and by, he said that he gave up the ghost. And he said that it was was finished. I mean, the redemption for mankind, it was finished. We had a go-between now, that one that we can call on day and night. We got one, amen, that will do exceedingly above all things that we can even think or imagine. I mean, we got one, amen, that will laugh with us. We got one that will cause us to cry, but will be there to wipe our tears away. I mean, aren't you glad today that you serve a God like that, and that you can be thankful unto him for the great things that he done? I'm so glad this afternoon that I can give him thanks this afternoon, because this day alone you have done great and marvelous things for me. I don't know what you've been through this day, but I walk with two prosthetics, and I found that he holds me up and he takes me by my hand each and every day and allows me to get on my props and walk a little bit. I'm grateful unto him. My word to you today, will you stop and will you give him thanks? Have you done great and marvelous things for you? I encourage you that you sit down at this Thanksgiving at the table, amen, and your family come around. I encourage you to give him thanks today. Give him thanks today, amen. For the great things that he had provided and given unto you. Give him thanks. My question is to you this afternoon, will you give him thanks? Amen. He's worthy of all thanks. Amen. Someone might be journeying with us and don't know this Jesus that we're talking about. Amen. If you're on this line, amen, you can get with us, amen, and you can let us know, amen, that you're unsaved, and we'll be more than glad to help you. We'll be more than glad to lead you. Amen. Matter of fact, before we leave off of this line, we're going to do the sinners' scriptures. We're going to do them, and we're going to do them right now before we get off this line. In Romans chapter 10, and starting with verse 8, it says, "But what says it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart, thou shalt be saved. And thou have to believe that God had raised him from the dead." Amen. And it says, "Thou shalt be saved." Amen. It's a heart thing. It's a mouth thing. With the mouth, we make our confession that we believe that he died and rose on the third day. And with our heart, we believe that confession. Amen. That he did rise. And we seek him for forgiveness of our sins. Amen. As he saved us. I just want to let you know today, amen, we got a lot to be thankful for. I'm going to get ready to leave you here in a little bit, but we're going to play a little music. Amen. Our Father and our God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Father, we come again at this time in our world, Lord, just saying thank you, O Lord, for being in the midst of us, O Lord. Thank you for your word, dear God. We thank you, O God, that something had been said. Oh, Lord, that someone has heard that's going to help them and going to strengthen them just a little bit more for the journey, oh, Lord. Lord, we pray that as we all go through this Thanksgiving season, we pray your blessings upon each and every one of us, oh, Lord. We pray, God, that you'll fulfill our tables, but, Lord, we pray also that you'll put someone in our pathway, oh, Lord, that are less fortunate than we are, oh, Lord, that we can help, amen. Praise God, that we can help by giving them a meal and sharing what we have, dear God, showing forth love to others, oh, Lord. Help us with it this Thanksgiving, oh, Lord. Lord, as you do these things for us, we be so careful to give your name the glory, honor, and all of the praise. We thank you in advance for all that you do and all that you're yet to do for us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Truly, I thank each and every one of you for getting on this air this afternoon, and I pray that you will have a great Thanksgiving and that things will be safe for you, all family. Bless you in the name of Jesus. I love each and every one. I know.
Save me, save me, save me. Oh, and I'm grateful. Oh, and I'm grateful. That we just heard from Hezekiah Walker in the Love Fellowship Choir. God bless you. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. We thank you so much for joining in tonight with our guest speaker, Pastor John Jones. Again, we had Pastor John Jones. He comes on the air with us once a month on the second Tuesday of the month. If you want to write that down on your calendar, the second Tuesday of each month, Pastor John Jones. And thank you so much. Tomorrow night, you will hear none other than Mrs. Rice and Reverend Leroy Rice, the duo team of husband and wife, who will be bringing the scripture and prayer, sermonic hymns, and the preach word of God. We are so fortunate that they come on every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the USA. And on Thursday, I know that you heard Apostle Alexander Lockme. The Lord had given him a special word to share with us. This is a man that had the wisdom gift who can go into the inner courts and behind the veil and reveal what thus said the Lord of hosts. God bless you. And on Sunday morning, we will be so fortunate. We're going to have Minister Prophet Michael Jones. Again, we will have Minister Michael Gray. I'm sorry. That's Minister Gray. And he will be coming on the first. And I'm sorry, he will be coming on the second and fourth Sunday of each month. That's the second and fourth Sunday. So that's 8:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. And last but not least, we will have Reverend Raymond Lucas. Again, that's Reverend Raymond Lucas, who will be with us on Sundays from the first and the third Sunday of each month, on the first and third Sunday from 8:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. here on this radio station. Tell someone, tell your friends, tell your family, tune in to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. For those of you who are turned in or who got us online, our call number is 319-527-6036. Again, that's 319-527-6036. And you can call us, the Fivefold Ministry. I'm Apostle Margie Mercer, and we look forward in sharing the word of God with you as we exhort, edify, and encourage the body of Christ. You know, what's so good about being a Christian is that when you are a Christian, you can see the good in somebody and not the bad, that you have those spiritual eyes that you can see what God has made, and you can see the beauty of the Lord in that person. Have a spirit of forgiveness, love, and long-suffering that you can find it in Hebrews chapter 11. But the greatest of all of these is love. You know why? We would have never made it without that death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, and only through that resurrected body, through the blood that was spilled on Calvary, through salvation, through the Holy Spirit, that we have the gift now to have eternal life so that we can be with the Lord in the place that he has prepared for us. So this is praying time. This is being a grateful time that, you know, in the beginning of the year, the Lord said, walk in expectancy. I'll say it again. You have to expect your blessing, expect your healing, expect your breakthrough, expect your miracle sign and wonder. I expect that bad turn to good, negative turn to positive. When you walk in a spirit of expectancy, that means that you have faith, that you trust in God, that all things can be done through him. I say it again, if God can't do it, it cannot be done. This is what we love about the Lord, that when we was a wretch undone, that our God love us so. Matter of fact, let us listen to Marvin Sapp. And God bless you, and stay tuned for the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. Amen.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you are the one I held on to, and I never would have made it. Oh, I never could have made it. Through my mess.
Would have never made it without that death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. We thank God. We are so grateful that he loved us so much. He made us in his image. He's been with us from the Old Testament to the New, and he has made promises and covenant with us so that we know that our God is a covenant keeper. You know why? Because God loves us so. And it's so very nice to know that God is on your side. You know why? Because God knows your name. He knows who you are. You are special to him, and that he will never turn his back on you. God bless you, beloved. Let us walk in love and fellowship and hope and in faith and in truth that our God is able. Let us listen to Tasha Card Leonard, and God bless you again as you listen to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. Amen.
Thank you.